Welcome to the bonus episode of the Good Glow podcast. Before we jump into it, I just wanted to thank Boyne Valley Honey for supporting the Good Glow this season, an iconic Irish brand and a cupboard staple that generations of families have grown up with. There's lots in the range to choose from: Boyne Valley Pure and Natural Honey, Raw and Wildflower Honey, Manuka Honey, and the all new chili infused Hot Honey, which is so good on pizzas. You've probably seen me use it in lots of recipes on my Instagram page. This season, I'm super happy and excited to be working with Boyne Valley Honey, who've been spreading sunshine since 1960. I'm so happy to be here with the bonus episode of the Good Glow podcast with Jamie Crawford.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining me, Jamie. So every time I record an episode of the Good Glow, I'm really excited for you to listen to it and for your take afterwards, because we know from the Good Glow there is so many big learnings in this podcast. So I'm excited for your take on Suzanne Jackson. But first, we're going to hear from Suzanne herself, because I left one big question for Suzanne and we also have her quick fire round. So let's jump into it. Suzanne, we had such an incredible conversation on Sunday, but I was saving one question for you. What do you think people are most curious about when it comes to your life and you?
I think they're curious about a lot. They're probably wondering why I haven't had children. I can only imagine, because I get the DMs. I am 41.
You get DMs about it
all the time. I say that they're most curious as to why I don't have kids. And for me, it just wasn't something that I ever, you know, had on the wish list as such. But yeah, I think that's the answer.
I think you can be motherly. I always say this to people in so many different ways, and like all your pets and the work that you do and your community, like you don't have to be a mother of a child to have that motherly energy. Tell us a little bit about home life. And
well, it's obviously myself and Dylan, and we're like best friends and we love our animals. So we obviously in Portugal have Izzy, our little cat. So when we're in Portugal, we have her there. So we have that like animal house, because when myself and Dylan would go to Portugal in the past and we'd no animals there, it felt really weird because we've got our doggies here, you know, in Ireland. But yeah, it's great. It's just the two of us, you know. Obviously this is our business as well. But we've got great friends, a great family, and I've got my niece and my nephew, and they're always in the house. They love Uncle Dylan and they love Auntie Suzanne.
Oh, they get spoiled as well.
And it's great to hand them back then on a Sunday evening. There you go. You can go back home now. No, but they're great. I love having them. But I love my freedom. I love the little life that we've built. I love my business. Like I always say to everyone in here, my team, this is my child. So soon to Bengal is my child. I love it. And it's like my little baby. But yeah, look, who knows? Never say never, Georgie, you know?
Never say never.
Never say
and
never.
Who challenges you the most in your life? Oh. Like, who gives it to you straight?
Who do you think?
Your mum?
Yes. Susan Jackson. Oh my God. If you want honest, raw, you know, truth, I mean, you go to that woman, let me tell you. And she was always like, Suzanne, go back to your founder DNA. Go back to your roots. Go back to basics. Get out there and teach the 45, 50-year-old women, 60-year-old women how to apply makeup. She always rang home those ideas in my mind. So
what did she make of this year then?
Well, she was very, this year she's very excited. Last year she felt very, you know, she felt very, very upset for me and for the business and for the team. And it was tough to navigate. And they were worried about me at one point, very worried. But she knows that I'm strong and I'm resilient, because she always says, you get that from me. And this year she's excited that we've gone back to our roots and that we're going back to black packaging and we're leaning back into what So Sue was. And she knows that I'll always make it work. I'll always figure it out. That's one thing about me. As I said, I'm unbreakable.
Okay, you ready for your quick fire round?
Let's do it.
Okay. Your biggest lesson from your hardest year?
Biggest lesson from your hardest year. As an entrepreneur, you're always going to fall. You're going to have many falls, and it's going to be really hard to get back up sometimes. But I also think, don't see it as falling back. See it as falling forward, and you're going to learn something from every fall.
Wow, that is such an aha moment. I've never heard that before. I love it. One thing that you would never do in business again?
One thing I would never do in business again is split my focus. So obviously I created So Sue, Drip and Gold, Bahama Body, Bahama Skin, all kind of different brands within the one industry. And I don't think I would do that again. I think just keeping your focus on the goal.
Obviously, you know, Jamie, and he's, I'm always thinking of different things to do. Yeah. And he's like, stay focused, stay focused. It's a really good tip for people starting out in business. Who makes you belly laugh?
Dylan. He knows how to press those buttons, how to make me laugh, like literally like ugly laugh.
What makes you cry?
Oh, if animals have been mistreated or like abandoned animals in Portugal, like I think I cry all the time. Or there's a lot of like cats knocked down in Portugal. Oh, I actually sob when I see that. Mm. Anything to do with animals.
A risk that paid off.
Starting my blog in 2010.
Yes. A risk that didn't pay off.
A risk that didn't pay off was Bahama skin. It just didn't pay off.
Really?
Yeah. And that happens in business and that's okay, you know? It just was the wrong target market for us. It was, again, splitting the team's focus, which I shouldn't have done. But lesson learned.
Mm. What drains you instantly?
An organization.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I need I need to have things organized.
You're up early, aren't you?
Like, oh, yeah.
It's early here. Like, yeah. We were here at 8:30 this morning.
Yeah. I'm up early. I'm an early starter. It's also when my brain works best mornings.
So what time did you get up at this morning?
5:00.
Favorite dinner? Like, what are you ordering in a restaurant?
Ooh, well, my favorite food, particularly if I'm like having like a Friday or a Saturday off, I love a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I love pizza's my thing, but my favorite dinner if I was to go out would be Italian. I love, you know, a pasta dish. I'm not overly fussy, but I also love a good steak.
Yeah,
good steak and pepper sauce.
Love it. Give me the dream day. What are we doing?
What are we doing? We're on a flight to Portugal
at 5 a.m.
At 5 a.m. Yeah, the red eye flight. Good day. Do you know what? I love launch days here in the office. They're great. Everyone's full of positive energy. It's like clock is ticking down to the time that we launch. I love a launch day.
Amazing. You've launched something really special this week.
Icing sticks. Yes. So this is our first product leaning back into that glam DNA. We actually developed them and they were due to come last year. But I just paused the project. It wasn't the right time to launch them pre-Christmas. And now it seems like the perfect time because they are glass eye shadow sticks that are going to give you the most beautiful, beautiful eyes. And it's our first product I feel that we went full glam with the photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they're launching this week and I'm really excited about them. Made in Italy, beautiful formula. When you apply them, they stay down. They're fab.
And actually, we can get them online or in,
yep. Online, Dunnes, Chemist Warehouse, all the pharmacies will have them. And I'm going to put them in your goodie bag as well.
Oh,
Georgie.
So good to us. Suzanne, thank you so much. Best of luck with the year. I will be following everything as per usual. And thank you for the inspiration this year because you've really put a rocket up some of us and it's been inspiring to watch.
Thank you, Georgie, as always. Pleasure to have you here.
Okay, so before I get into it with Jamie, I just wanted to say a massive thank you to Suzanne for everything she brought to this podcast. She always rolls out the red carpet for the Good Glow. I mean, if you remember, Jamie, we went to Portugal to interview her 1 year because she was over there for the summer and we were like, we have to have her on the Good Glow. We need to go to Suzanne. And we spent some time with them that day. Do you remember?
She's a great host, in fairness. The snacks that day were phenomenal.
Yeah, 5 stars.
Yeah, absolute 5-star.
And she rolled out the red carpet for us. Again, myself and Luke went out to her office out in Meath to record this and she did so much to promote it. And my God, the reaction to this podcast online. Have you seen my Instagram, Jamie?
It's been phenomenal. It's great. I mean, it's lovely to hear Suzanne talk like that and be vulnerable because, like she said herself in the podcast, I think there's maybe a perception about her that's not necessarily the case. I think I know her, known her for a long time, and she does have a heart of gold. And it was lovely to hear a little bit of that and a little bit of her vulnerability as well, because I think when you open up and you are vulnerable and you show people that you do have little chinks in your armor here and there, then you get so much back from people, and that's where the feedback's coming from here.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, just so many people are engaging with it. People who run their own businesses. Andrea Horan from
Tropical Popco.
Yeah, she even wrote this amazing piece about how hard it is as a female founder and to run your own business and to pick yourself up. And I just really appreciate that feedback because at the end of the day, I'm running, you know, a business as well. So to see that reception for the Good Glow to come back like 19 seasons later was incredible. And it just goes to show that when you are your authentic self, that it connects with people.
100%.
So you have known Suzanne for as long as I have, I would say. So tell us about your relationship with Suzanne.
Oh God, yeah. So Suzanne came to work in Spin when I was running Spin might have been 2009 or 2010, maybe. It was soon after she came in, she started her blog. And I could see then, like, I could see something in Suzanne then. We always started people in relatively junior role. Like, she was very young at the time, started her in a junior role. We could always see there was something in her. But sure, she was gone out the door, like, before we could even bring her on as a more senior position, because she was so ambitious, it had so much drive, and also obviously had so much talent that her blog took off. She was first kind of mover in that space, which is really important in any business, and it took off, and she just did phenomenally well from the get-go.
Yeah, and so she was in, as like you said, as quick as she, or she was out as quick as she came in. But what was it in her that you thought was different?
She just had an incredible amount of drive and grit as well. She never took no for an answer. She always wanted to be learning and doing new things and wanted a little bit more work. So, you know, I think that has fed into her success, that whole, the grit piece in particular, and particularly now, she said she's had, you know, a challenging year. You know, I've always said that, like, being resilient is not about just standing there like an iron bar in the storm. It's about being the willow tree and flowing with the wind and letting the branches bend, and maybe some branches break, but the trunk of the tree stays the same. And I think what she's done this year, just coming, like she said at the end of the podcast, she's like the phoenix from the flame. She had a tough year last year, and now she's coming back strong.
So let's talk about, I suppose, like, admitting that you're had a tough year, or you're in a tough time in when you're in the public eye. Like, that can be really hard to admit, I'm sure, especially as a business owner, because maybe you don't want to show any sort of weakness or vulnerability. But do you think that she made the right decision in admitting that it's been hard?
Yeah, 100%. Because I think, like I said earlier, that, like, showing that vulnerability is really impactful. People want to see that. People want to see real. Like, there was a time when, you know, the social media world, the role of it was to put all the best stuff out there and create a picture of the perfect life. But no one's life is perfect. Everyone has big challenges. Everyone has bad days. And people 10 years later, after the whole Instagram bubble, are, you know, beginning to appreciate the honesty and the truth being out there a little bit more. And I think that's going to pay dividends big time.
So is there any, like, part of the podcast that you particularly resonated with?
Yeah, I love the fact that she said about slowing down, and that, like, when you're in a business and running a business, you can get so heavily involved in all the operational side of the things, which fills up your brain, and you don't have the capacity to do the things that you originally were really good at. And the ability to acknowledge that you need to slow down and step away and get that aerial view of things is great, because you know, it takes time to get that. And she's obviously at the point now where she knows and acknowledges the fact that she needs those trips to Portugal and getting into her sanctuary and just chilling out. And that's a hugely important thing to have the consciousness for, and be, like, aware of it and be like, okay, things are getting a bit crazy. I need to get out of here because I'm getting dragged into things that I shouldn't be being dragged into. Like, she's talking about, you know, sitting in an accounts meetings and stuff. Founders shouldn't be in on those meetings. She should be up being strategic and pushing new ideas down to the team and getting them to stress test them and sense check everything that she's saying. And obviously when she goes away to Portugal, she can do that now. And that's a great consciousness to have, to be conscious enough to go, all right, we need to get out of here and get creative again.
Yeah, it's like that expression, get off the dance floor onto the balcony. Because when you're on the dance floor, you can't see the wood from the trees, you know, and there's just people all around you, and you just don't have a clear picture. But when you get up onto the balcony, everything becomes clear. And she also spoke about taking too long out, and by doing that she took her business 3 steps backwards. I thought that was a huge thing to say.
Yeah, I mean, she's acknowledged, though, that, you know, she maybe took too much time off at one point. But you can get so far in, like 10 years in to something and become just too close to it that you can't, and you need a big chunk of time off, but then that can get too comfortable as well, and then you're taking your eye off the ball. So being able to dip in and dip out, and like I said, being conscious of when you need to do both, actually. Life is about balance, and so is business.
Have you ever worried that I've been close to burnout in within our business, or do you think I'm okay?
Is this going to turn into me a new therapy session now? Just a third of the week. You get very heavily involved. When the Google Glow is live, you get heavily involved, and I can see your mind is operating on purely on the podcast, and it doesn't need to be there all the time. So it does need a huge focus. Obviously, it's a huge part of our business, but it's not the whole part of our business. And sometimes you need to just be able to step away and go, right, what else needs to get done?
I think, like, definitely when I'm in the good glow, I'm so in it. It's like I'm doing my finals. Do you know what I mean? I think because I care so much about it, and I guess, like, my point is almost proved every time there is a really good episode, and I've put so much into it, like this Suzanne episode, which, you know, it was really important for me to interview her in the right way, to ask the right questions. And also, it's hard to interview your friends sometimes because you want to ask the tough questions and you know that's what the listener wants. But Suzanne made it easy for me because she was so real and authentic about everything that's been going on. So, yeah, I do feel like I get very engrossed in the stories and the people, but I guess that's all part of it. And, you know, 19 seasons in from the Good Glow, I'm still producing it myself, editing it myself, presenting it myself, which, I don't know, do you agree with that?
No, it's a lot. It's too much, but you want that control over it because you don't trust an editor to edit it the way you would want it to be edited. And that's okay. But there is stuff you could do. You could shed the small stuff and just worry about the big things and let other people worry about the small things.
Yeah, I did, was watching Call Her Daddy, the documentary, and I saw her editing her own podcast, and that gave me so much validation. Okay, so anything else from the Suzanne podcast that you really liked? I loved the bit where she said, and it's in this bonus episode, that as a founder or an entrepreneur, you're going to fall. But see it as falling forward. Like, obviously there's so many ups and downs in business. There cannot be a business that doesn't have an absolute shitstorm that has happened. Like, you know, I was joking with you a couple of weeks ago saying, like, we need to make a reel that, like, when you have a small business, every second day someone just goes, oh my God, and you're like, what has happened? Like, what could this be? But, like, there's just so much goes on. But my point is that, and same can be applied for a cancer diagnosis, an MS diagnosis, like, whatever is going on, that sometimes you're going to fall, but it's how you respond.
Yeah, and that's what the whole difference is with the falling forward piece. The falling backwards is if you don't respond to it. If you fall forward, as long as you learn from it, then you're actually falling forward. But if you fall and you don't learn from it and you do the same stupid shit over and over again, then you are falling backwards.
Yeah. Oh my God, so clever.
The other thing that I thought was really good, a bandwagon kind of thing,
yes,
and friends, and that is dangerous in a business because you don't know what is let's just define it as trends and movements. Like, a movement is a much bigger thing than a trend. Trends come and go really quickly, like, mm-hmm. but a movement or a big, you know, strategic shift.
Yeah.
Then you got to move. But sometimes people can just jump on trends really quickly and suddenly that trend is over within a very short period of time. And you're like, oh shit, we ordered 20,000 of those boxes to package the things in a certain way. We shouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
and then you're stuck with them. It was the right thing to do at the end of the day.
Yeah. I think we probably see it with run clubs, don't we? Or like,
yeah, look, if you, like Suzanne alluded to it, but in a slightly different capacity to what you're talking about there, but she's talking about like a sort of moving away from your core and being distracted by things. Like if you move, it's okay to have your solar system, right? Of you've got the big planet in the middle and that's your main business, and you have your all your little other planets, you know, in the solar system around that. But then if you'd go out into someone else's universe, if you will, and start trying to play in there, you're just taking your eye off everything that's going on in your main business, and then you're just diluting everything and you're doing nothing right, as opposed to just sticking with the core and staying focused on what this business is, the market that the business operates in and what the shifts are there, as opposed to looking outside the window and being like, oh, look at all those people are doing over there. Sure, everyone's doing run clubs now. Let's go and do them. Or everyone's doing wellness days. If people see through that, like people are not stupid. And even if it's not overtly obvious, they don't buy it because it's not aligned with the core of the business.
Mm. And I wonder how many seeds she's planted with people, and maybe through this podcast, Suzanne will save businesses and make people think in different ways about what they're doing. And I mean, that's the power of speaking your truth and passing your truth on. And that's, I suppose, what the Good Glow has always been about. And, you know, we could have Wim Hof on one week, Suzanne Jackson the next, and the girl next door the week after that. You never know what you're going to get with the Good Glow, but hopefully every single person that listens to it will get one thing that they can bring into their own life and make a difference.
Yeah, I think Suzanne's always been really inspiring, and it was great call to get her back, especially doing what she's doing now. She's opened the doors a bit. She's let people into her life. The founder POV thing is brilliant. Like, she's really going for it, and you can see that she's got the bit between her teeth again, and that's amazing. And like, with the last time Suzanne had a bit between her teeth, the whole thing was born. So it'll be exciting to see where it goes for her.
Amazing. Jamie, thank you so much. I didn't know how I could do a bonus episode by myself, and I'm so glad you're here. Is there any thoughts from your personal life or anything going on with you this week that you'd like to share?
Do we have another hour?
We're off to Lake Garda next week to run the half marathon. I'm so excited about it. Are you?
I can't wait. 130 people. Beautiful Lake Garda. I've actually had, looking back at photos the other day, the nostalgia hit me from when we were there last year. I was like, Italy is amazing.
Mm.
Lake Garda is just a stunning place, and I'm sad we never went there more than we have done. Like, we've only been there twice. But very excited for it.
Yeah, and we were just back from New York. We had an amazing time in New York. I will give everyone a truth from this year. I feel like 2026, and I'll talk about it more on Soul Sisters, has come at me hard and fast. And you know, my word for this year was well-being. And I got a few checks at the start of the year, thank God, because it really grounded me in my stance a little bit. And I actually said to my doctor the other day, this is the first year that I think I don't have health anxiety. Like, I feel so free. But what it has done is, without realizing, I was preparing myself for, like, there's a lot coming at us this year. And thank God that I feel safe and secure in my body, that I'm, you know, able to cope with a little bit more stress and things, you know, not going perfectly to plan every single second of the day. It just goes to show, I think Olivia Hunt says it, you never know what you're training for. Mm. And nothing major has happened to us this year, but it's the end of March and we're holding on tight.
It's been a roller coaster start to the year, but like, to your point there, when you, not that you're procrastinating, but if you do the things that you're putting off doing for a long time, then you have the capacity to cope with the other stuff that comes at you in general, you know? So I think that's amazing that you're feeling that you've limited health anxiety or no health anxiety for the first time in ages. And that's why you're probably able to cope with the other challenges that you're facing.
Yeah. I know you went for some checks with Paddy Barrett out in Blackrock Clinic, and he is, what is it? A cardiologist.
Cardiologist, yeah.
And basically at the start of the year, I saw him, he put up this reel. He's really good on Instagram. You should follow him. And he said that most of our suffering comes from things that we put off doing. And when he said that, I was like, oh my God, I so connected with that. Like, all the dis-ease that I had been feeling was about avoiding having certain health checks. And when he said that, I was like, you know, I'm going to book this appointment and I'm going to go and I'm going to put on my big girl pants and I'm going to get checked. And I went for this appointment that I kept putting off. And then 20 minutes later, I got the full all clear. And I was like, I've been suffering for so long because I've been afraid of this appointment. And it just goes to show that he was so right in what we said, is that the things that cause us the most dis-ease or most distress are things that we're putting off. And so for anyone listening, if there's anything that you've been putting off, I would highly advise you to make the appointment, book into the session, do whatever it is that you need to do, because you will just, it will help your shoulders drop a little bit.
Doesn't also have to be an appointment either. Could be if you feel stressed, go book a massage.
Yeah.
Get in the sauna, have a day, do what Suzanne's doing there in the podcast. Slow down to speed up, take a day.
Amazing. Jamie, do you need a day?
I need 3 days.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Thank you so much.